forget the 1%. Are 100% of us privileged simply because we're Americans? Irrespective of income, politics, or power, is being American a privilege? And if so, does great privilege...
comes great responsibility.
It's Friday, March 2nd, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning and happy Friday, everyone. John is still away at the TED conference in California. We're talking about a remark made by Timothy Geithner and his idea that being American is a privilege. If that's true, what benefits come with American citizenship? Also, back to the argument about who were the first people to set foot in North America thousands of years ago. Could it have been Europeans? A listener named Carl called about that story with this very dark view of history.
The Native Americans that so vociferously complained about how they were treated by Europeans coming in may have done the same to the early Americans that came from Europe or from Asia. Who knows? Bye, folks.
Give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE. First, though, let's check in on our headlines. Syria's government is allowing the Red Cross into the Baba Amr district of Homs today for the first time since the weeks-long military bombardment began there. Rebel forces pulled out yesterday, calling it a tactical withdrawal to save civilian lives. French President Nicolas Sarkozy also says two French journalists who'd been trapped in Homs since last week have now made it safely into Lebanon. Iran is holding parliamentary elections today. It's the first time since the disputed balloting 3 years ago that re-elected President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. That was followed, you'll remember, by massive protests and government crackdowns. Seven Americans on trial in Egypt were allowed to leave the country last night after the United States posted close to $5 million bail for them and for nine others who'd left before the travel ban was imposed. One of the seven who flew to Cyprus, Sam LaHood, son of Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. The 16 Americans are charged with fomenting unrest through pro-democracy groups operating in Egypt. Their trial started last Sunday, but it's been adjourned until April. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland says this is a step in the right direction for non-governmental organization workers operating in Egypt, but concerns still remain.
The departure of our people doesn't resolve the legal case or the larger issues concerning the NGOs. We remain deeply concerned about the prosecution of NGOs in Egypt.
Nuland says no decision has yet been made about future U.S. aid to Egypt. The debate is far from over, but in a 51-48 vote, the Senate killed a bill that would have allowed employers and health insurers to opt out of any provisions of the health reform law that they found morally objectionable. The lone Republican vote against the measure came from Maine Senator Olympia Snowe. However, she announced this week she will not run for a fourth term because of her frustration with a polarized Congress. Classes are resuming today at Chardon High School outside Cleveland for the first time since three students were killed and two others seriously injured in a shooting in the cafeteria. Suspect T.J. Lane has been charged with three counts of aggravated murder, two of attempted murder, and one count of assault. Prosecutors say the 17-year-old admits to taking a .22-caliber pistol and a knife to school and firing 10 shots at classmates. Funerals have been scheduled for the three dead students. Visitations begin tonight, the final service on Thursday. Medical researchers say they may be on the verge of a new way to pinpoint traumatic brain injuries. It's a different kind of MRI that better diagnoses the underlying damage and then could help guide rehabilitation. Almost 1.7 million people suffer TBI in the U.S. every year. Asian markets are up right now. European indices are mixed, but Wall Street futures are still down. The Dow starts at 12,980, the S&P at 1,374, and the NASDAQ at 2,644. In a moment, we'll revisit a comment made by Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner last week, in which he said it's a privilege to be an American, and that privilege brings a burden. He's talking about taxes, but you don't have to talk about taxes. What we want to know is, do you think it's a privilege to be an American? A listener in Detroit texted this to us: watching the people in Syria be slaughtered by the thousands while just trying to get the freedom I was born with sure does make me feel privileged, to say the least. 8778 MY TAKE.